From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, April 12th. Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry narrowly avoided a recall in last month's election. Residents anxiously awaited the results as Cry won by a mere 50 votes. Annalise Pierce is the managing editor for the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout. She says Cry is hoping to look past the recall now that it's over.
Mr. Cry has said that he will, you know, not hold it against those who supported the recall. He says he's moving forward, trying to build consensus and unity in the county, and wants to work for all of his constituents.
The election results were certified late last month. Cry was one of three Shasta County supervisors who pushed to end the county's contract with Dominion Voting Systems, following unfounded claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Voters also passed Measure C, which implemented term limits on the Board of Supervisors. It got 76% of the vote. And we'll have a longer conversation with Pierce about what these results mean for the county coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, staying in Shasta County, a new Registrar of Voters will likely be appointed soon by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. That's after the long-serving Kathy Darling Allen retires in May. Her replacement would maintain the office until the end of Darling's term in 2026. According to KRCR-TV, Assistant County Clerk Joanna Franciscat is a possible replacement, but not the only one. Some supervisors on the Majority Conservative Board have been publicly critical of the county's elections office under Darling Allen's leadership, in part because of her resistance to the board's bid to dump electronic voting machines and return to hand counting. And in other news, a group of North State bird enthusiasts is spying on a family of bald eagles, and they invite you to join them. Friends of the Redding Eagles have placed a live webcam within arm's reach of the eagle's nest.
It's pretty nice to be able to watch, the babies when they hatch all the way till 11 to 12 weeks when they take their first flight away from the nest. And everyone is just glued to watching this. It's fantastic.
That's group member Terry Lou Illier. She says the mated pair, named Liberty and Guardian, are rearing two healthy eaglets. The lifespan of a bald eagle is about 30 years. Liberty is 25, but that hasn't slowed her down.
She pretty much cranks the eaglets out every year, and these are numbers 27 and 28, but she's extremely productive.
There's still time to watch the nest before the eaglets get their first wing feathers and leave the nest. Find the live feed of the Bald Eagle webcam at mynspr.org. And many of Chico's roadways will soon be under construction as the city begins the first of several major roadway improvement projects next week. Affected roadways will be on the southeast side of the city, including Stilson Canyon, Humboldt Road, and the Parkhurst-Webster area. City officials said the construction will start next week and will end in mid-May. Officials warn that the surrounding areas under construction will cause traffic delays and, in some cases, one-way traffic conditions. They ask residents to allot extra time for commutes in these areas accordingly. And fishery managers unanimously voted to ban commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the coast of California for the second year in a row. Critics blame poor water management. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
Decades ago, it was normal for at least 500,000 salmon to annually return to the Sacramento River to spawn, but their numbers have dwindled in recent years. Last year, fishery managers reported the return of just over 133,000. They say ongoing drought conditions have made it difficult for the fish to survive. Scott Artis is the executive director of the Golden State Salmon Association. He says drought conditions do impact the fish, but Governor Gavin Newsom's failure to address water quality issues in the Sacramento River system are largely to blame.
State and federal water managers are devastating our rivers. They're removing vast amounts of water and creating lethally high temperatures in those rivers that are destroying salmon.
He says the Newsom administration must increase river flows in order to protect the salmon, as well as tribes and people in the fishing industry who depend on the fish. Manola Sakaita, Cap Radio News.
Finally, Shasta County's election results were finalized late last month, bringing changes to county policy and the Board of Supervisors with them. NSPR's Alex Stutson spoke with Annalise Pierce, managing editor of the nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout, about what the results mean for the county.
The great news is the elections have finally been certified by the local elections office, and the results were declared by the Board of Supervisors as well last week. So now we have final results that the public can trust and move forward with. So across the Board of Supervisors, we had several different races. We first of all had the recall issue on Kevin Cry, who's the supervisor for the county's District 1. Cry won that or overcame that recall attempt by a very narrow margin of votes, but he is staying in office and, you know, has reacted well, as we would expect. And the recall has said that, you know, they don't have any issue or contention with their election results. In District 2, Alan Long, who's a retired police lieutenant, has won the primary, but only by a margin of 13 votes. And that was has been contested by one of his opponents, Laura Hobbs, who filed a request for a recount. She didn't end up paying for that recount in time. Hobbs declined to pay, but said that she is moving forward with in the courts to attempt a recount via the courts, which is a different process under the court's jurisdiction. And then in District 4, Supervisor Patrick Jones was voted out by a very significant margin. Matt Plummer will take his place. He's a nonprofit consultant. He's already actively gathering citizens, working on data collection and plans and projects for District 4. I also wanted to mention District 3. That District 3 race, Mary Rickert is the sitting supervisor there. She only got about 40% of the vote. So she, along with her top competitor, Corky Harmon, will go forward to the fall general election for the final decision by the voters.
And what have the reactions of the supervisors been like after this election?
There hasn't been anything dramatic or super, you know, vocal from the supervisors, but Patrick Jones, you know, he has continued to express concerns about the local elections process. He says this has nothing to do with whether he won or lost the race. He says he's won races, he's lost races. His concerns with the elections process are outside of that. You know, he does continue to bring up concerns on a weekly basis about the local process. And then with Supervisor Rickert, you know, there's really been no comment at all one way or the other. Mr. Cry has said that he will, you know, not hold it against those who supported the recall. He says he's moving forward, trying to build consensus and unity in the county, and wants to work for all of his constituents. Perhaps the most interesting to me is, you know, there just seems to be a slight shift in Supervisor Chris Kellstrom's actions and behaviors on the board. He's always been very closely aligned with Supervisor Patrick Jones and voting almost in lockstep with Jones, whereas Cry has sometimes been an outlier. But now it seems Kellstrom is maybe just a little moving towards Cry's position. Just see that slight change. I mean, that's my subjective opinion as a journalist, that we're seeing that change right now.
What happened with the ballot measures in the elections, and what sort of impact is that going to have on the board moving forward?
Both measures C and D passed. Measure C puts in place term limits moving forward. It means that every supervisor moving forward, including the ones who are in office now, will be facing term limits in the future. Measure D was related to how the county would fill any vacant seats on the board created by a recall. Since Cry was not recalled, while that issue is still, you know, there, it's in the law now, but it won't have any immediate effect.
That was Annalise Pierce, managing editor of nonprofit news outlet Shasta Scout, speaking with NSPR's Alex Dutson. And those are your headlines for Friday, April 12th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.